July 16th was the first reports of Southern Rust. And of course, that's when it was discovered. That means it was here before that, because, you know, there's a latent period for that disease to develop, and you don't even know the infection is there until you start to see the rust pustules, you know, on the corn leaves themselves. So who knows when it came in, but it, you know, rain was the driving force. You know, Southern Rust is a disease that does not overwinter here, but it blows up from southerly airflow, and then rainfall is a great delivery mechanism to rain those spores on top of our corn. And as we mentioned, we had a lot of rain this year, so it's, you know, no real surprise that the infection was as high as it was, and then the humidity levels in the canopy that really allowed for that disease to go crazy.